Well, now comes a time for our wonderful speaker. She not only is the vice president of our church, the Fraternal Spiritualist Church, but she's also an associate minister here, which is really cool. She's one of our hardworking elves that makes this place run behind the scenes. Seamlessly, it seems that it runs seamlessly, mostly because of Kimberly. And she's got a lot of goodies up her sleeve, too, I know that. She's a wonderful person. She's got a really good head on her shoulders. Really, really good head on her shoulders, I'm telling you. She has a wonderful job, a wonderful family. She's got a great friend. And really, she's a hard, I would say, a nice, solid rock in our foundation of our spiritualist church here. And so it's a really great pleasure of mine to introduce our Kimberly.
Hello, everyone. I am so thankful that these people showed up. So I thought it was going to be a one-man show for a while. I was like, all right. So with it being Thanksgiving, I wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, give you some facts, a little bit of history. I mean, because we all know the story that's told to us, right, in junior high, Thanksgiving, you know, shared with the Indians and all that. But that's not necessarily how Thanksgiving all began. So I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of the truth behind Thanksgiving you'll see why, because I think that we can learn a lot from, even though we go through life and might make mistakes, we can change from it and learn from it and grow from it and make something good out of things, right? So the story began in 1614 when a band of English explorers sailed home to England with a ship full of, and I'm not going to say all the Indians' names right. You want to help me, Laura? Is it Patuits? Patuits Indians? Sorry if I'm saying it wrong, please correct me, okay? Bound for slavery, they left behind smallpox, which virtually wiped out those who had escaped. By the time the pilgrims arrived in Massachusetts Bay, they found only one living Patuits Indian, a man named Sequanto, who had survived slavery in England and knew their language. He taught them to grow corn and to fish and negotiate a peace treaty between the pilgrims and the Wampanoag Nation. At the end of their first year, the pilgrims held a great feast honoring Sequanto and the Wampanoags. I'm probably really saying it wrong, so sorry. But as word spread in England about the paradise to be found in the New World, religious zealots, called Puritans, began arriving by boat. Finding no fences around the land, they considered it to be public domain. Joined by other British settlers, they seized land, capturing strong young natives for slaves and killing the rest. But the Puget Nation had not agreed to the peace treaty. Sequanto had negotiated, and they fought back. Puget War was one of the bloodiest Indian wars ever fought. In 1637, near present day, Gorton, Connecticut, over 700 men, women, and children of the tribe had gathered for their annual Green Corn Festival, which is our Thanksgiving celebration. In the pre-dawn hours, the sleeping Indians were surrounded by English and Dutch mercenaries who ordered them to come outside. Those who came out were shot or clubbed to death, while the terrified women and children who huddled inside the longhouse were burned alive. The next day, the governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony declared a day of Thanksgiving because 700 unarmed men and women and children had been murdered. Kind of sad, isn't it? But this is the true beginning of how our Thanksgiving really started here.
There's a movie.
Yeah. It's called Squanto. Oh, so correct me with these names. I try to see where you could, like, you know, pronounce it out, but nowhere did I find that. I was like, oh, I'm going to mess up the names. Cheered by their victory, the brave colonists and their Indian allies attacked village after village. Women and children over 14 were sold into slavery, while the rest were murdered. Boats loaded with as many as 500 slaves regularly left the ports of New England. Bounties were paid for Indian scalps to encourage as many deaths as possible. Following an especially successful raid against the Puget in what is now Stamford, Connecticut, the churches announced a second day of Thanksgiving to celebrate victory over the heathen savages. During the feasting, the hacked-off heads of natives were kicked around the streets like soccer balls. Even the friendly Wampanoags did not escape the madness. Their chief was beheaded and his head impaled on a pole in Plymouth, Massachusetts, where it remained on display for 24 years. Though killings became more and more frenzied, with days of Thanksgiving feasts being held after each successful massacre. Think about that. Every time they had a big massacre, they would have a day of Thanksgiving. So George Washington finally suggested that we should only have one day of Thanksgiving instead of every time there was a massacre per year to be set aside. Later on, Abraham Lincoln decreed Thanksgiving Day to be a legal national holiday during the Civil War. On the same day, he ordered troops to march against the starving Sioux in Minnesota. You know, the story, it's not so warm and fuzzy, is it, when you listen to it in that way? But as it what's interesting, as it's progressed, you know, a lot of things, we kind of change the story, or we make it so it doesn't seem so many details. But I want you to think about your life right now. How many things in your life have you made a mistake that you don't want those details to come out, right? You're not sure how they would turn out or how people would perceive you. So it's easier to kind of change the truth a little bit. So then as you tell that story more and more, that becomes the truth of who you are. And, you know, in today's society, we look at it as a day to give thanks, right? For all those things that we're thankful for. So as we've learned our lessons, shouldn't we be thankful for our lessons? Every one of us should be thankful for our lessons because it's making us who we are, our lessons and our experiences. You know, if we don't learn from our mistakes and we don't share how we learned from our mistakes, then how is someone else going to learn how not to do that same mistake? It's part of who we are. So it's really important that you hold on to, always hold on to your truth, because even if you don't like how you got somewhere, if you're better off today because that experience taught you what you needed to know today, you should honor that because you came here to have that experience. You came here to see what that felt like so that you can be a stronger person. I mean, I can use my own examples. I mean, I came from my dad's an alcoholic. So, you know, there was a lot of alcohol in my childhood, but it made me stronger in a lot of ways. It kept me fighting. It kept me from, if somebody told me what to do, I didn't necessarily do it. I didn't hunker back. I just kind of stayed and persevered and just kind of went forward. Sometimes a little bit too much, my blinders come on and I don't see the things around me and I just do, you know, and I forget that there's people around me that are a lot more sensitive. So sometimes I can just say things and not without thinking it, not my intention being there. But so for me, that's a work in progress. But it kept me down a path where it just kept me going forward in life. So if I went and said, oh, you know, my dad just wasn't nice, or if I really just kind of didn't give you the entire truth, you wouldn't really understand how did I get to where I'm at? Why am I who I am today? Because there's a really important lesson to me. I came on this earth plane, chose that dad for that experience. And it's weird to say, but I'm grateful for that because I'm here today, the person that I am, because of a lot of these experiences. And so if we look at Thanksgiving, and yeah, luckily that, you know, they decided once a year we're going to celebrate, you know, getting rid of a different nationality or your culture or whatever that is. And then it's just changed as ever it went. It became a little bit more commercialized and everything. But what do we do on Thanksgiving? You sit down at that meal, don't you kind of, who goes around the table and says what they're thankful for? How many people do that around the table at Thanksgiving? And it's nice because it seems awkward at first sometimes when you go around the whole table and everybody says what they're thankful for, right? Because we're not used to doing that as much as we should. We should be saying thankful things every single day. We should be thanking God, thanking ourselves, thanking your friends next to you, just the person at the grocery store, everybody's helping. There's always thanks that can be given. Not just on, you know, the last Thursday of the month of November. And there's, you know, in the Bible, it also talks about giving thanks. In Colossians 3:15, it says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God, and whatever you do in word. Think about that. While you are singing, while you're talking, while you're thinking, while you're doing, have thanks behind it. And you will see your lives kind of transform on a daily basis, not just taking this one day to really think about it. And we probably do the same thing at Christmas, where we're thankful. I don't know what other holidays really people focus on being thankful, but Thanksgiving is in there. I mean, the name is thanks and giving, right? So why they put those two words together, I don't know why that would have been in history, Thanksgiving for that, but it's a word that they decided to use, and it has stuck all these years. I mean, since 1614, actually, I have some facts on Thanksgiving, and where's the one that says, oh, they actually think Thanksgiving, actually, really, the first Thanksgiving actually occurred in 1541, not when it talks about in 1614, so it's by a Spanish gentleman who came in here. So I think that's kind of interesting. So what does that make it? Somebody do the math for me real quick. I'm a little tired. Three, wait. Well, she's science, so maybe she's not math. You don't count, Melinda. 500 years? Oh, almost 500 years. That's a long time for people, but it's evolved. So, you know, it started off probably for good reasons, and it changed into something else, and now it's become what it really should be intended for. And at least we're all carrying that in our hearts as to what Thanksgiving should be for. But we shouldn't be forgetting either of how it started, because those are the roots of America, of a lot of different cultures, a lot of different people. But, you know, this is the U.S., but I'm sure in other countries there's a lot of other holidays that, if you really look at them, probably don't seem like they should make sense, right? Because they're based off of war. A lot of holidays are based off celebrations from a war. So with that, I'm going to just give you some little facts about Thanksgiving and change it from all that. So the famous Pilgrim celebration at Plymouth Colony, Massachusetts in 1621 is traditionally regarded as the first American Thanksgiving. However, there are actually 12 claims to where the first Thanksgiving took place. Two in Texas, two in Florida, one in Maine, two in Virginia, and five in Massachusetts. President Jefferson called a federal Thanksgiving proclamation the most ridiculous idea ever conceived. So think of that. That's kind of interesting, right? We had, Washington, Lincoln, now Jefferson. I mean, they all had these disagreements over to what Thanksgiving is. I don't think they could quite figure out what needed to happen. Held every year on the island of Alcatraz since 1975, un-Thanksgiving Day commemorates the survival of Native Americans following their arrival and settlement of Europeans in the Americas. So actually on Thanksgiving Day, there's a lot of Indian nationalities that do on Thanksgiving Day, and they go and do a memorial or a celebration in honor of those that were lost. Kind of like a Day of the Dead, a little bit of that. So they celebrate that. The first Thanksgiving in America actually occurred. Oh, I already said that one. Sorry, you guys. The turkeys typically depicted in Thanksgiving pictures are not the same as the domestic turkeys. Most people eat at Thanksgiving. Domestic turkeys usually weigh twice as much and are too large to fly. The average long distance Thanksgiving trip is 214 miles. How far did you fly? You don't live in San Diego, right?
Spokane.
Oh, yeah. That's more than 214 miles. See? Yeah, compared with 275 miles over the Christmas and New Year's holiday. So we travel farther to see, does that mean we travel farther to see our friends and family on Christmas than we do Thanksgiving? So if you're not anywhere close to me, I'm not going to see you on Thanksgiving. Is that what? I think my family needs to move 214 miles away. Americans eat roughly 535 million pounds of turkey on Thanksgiving. One of the most popular first Thanksgiving stories recalls the three-day celebration in Plymouth, Massachusetts in 1621. Over 200 years later, President Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving. And in 1941, Congress established the fourth Thursday in November as a national holiday. I read somewhere about that there was so much controversy over the fourth, the third, because they wanted to give an extra week for Christmas shopping, that they had fought over it for like years before it was finally settled on it being the fourth Thursday of November. For like 20 years or something like that, they argued about it. It's just, so we're still arguing about Thanksgiving in our own government. They don't even know how to do it. Every Thanksgiving, a group of Native Americans and their supporters gather on Coles Hill in Plymouth to commemorate a National Day of Mourning. The flyer for the event in 2006 reads, in part, "Participants in National Day of Mourning honor Native ancestors and the struggles of Native peoples to survive today." Since Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving holiday in 1863, Thanksgiving has been observed annually. However, various earlier presidents, including George Washington, John Adams, and James Madison, all urged Americans to observe various periods of Thanksgiving. The Pilgrims' Thanksgiving feast in 1621 occurred sometime between September 21st and November 1st. It lasted 3 days. Oh, could you guys imagine eating turkey for 3 days? One day is enough, right? Or fake turkey if you don't eat real turkey. It lasted 3 days and included 50 surviving pilgrims and approximately 90 Indians, including Chief Massasoit. Their menu differed from modern Thanksgiving dinners and included berries, shellfish, boiled pumpkin, and deer. Even though President Madison declared that Thanksgiving should be held twice in 1815, none of the celebrations occurred in the autumn. In 2007, George W. Bush granted a pardon of two turkeys named May and Flower. I didn't even know that. I wonder what they're doing. Were they in Alcatraz? Where were these turkeys at, right? The tradition of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys began in 1947, though Abraham Lincoln is said to have informally started the practice when he pardoned his son's pet turkey. When President Franklin D. Roosevelt moved Thanksgiving to the next to last Thursday in November to prolong the holiday shopping season, many Republicans rebelled. The holiday was temporarily celebrated on different dates. November 30th became the Republican Thanksgiving, and November 23rd was Franksgiving or Democrat Thanksgiving. That to me is really interesting. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Not all states were eager to adopt Thanksgiving because some thought the national government was exercising too much power in declaring a national holiday. Additionally, southern states were hesitant to observe what was largely a New England practice. Let's see. I'm not going to read them all because there's a lot here. Let me go through some more. Baby turkeys are called poults. Only male turkeys gobble and therefore are called gobblers. Thanksgiving football games began with Yale versus Princeton in 1876. Established in 1924, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade ties for second as the oldest Thanksgiving parade. The Snoopy balloon has appeared in the parade more than any other character. More than 44 million people watch the parade on TV each year, and 3 million attend in person. Who's been to that parade? Anybody here? Been to it? I've never been either. Huh?
Of course Lindy's been to it.
Oh, wow. Of course. Where has Lindy not been? That is the question. Don't answer that, Lindy. Long before the Pilgrims, Native Hawaiians celebrated the longest Thanksgiving in the world, which lasted 4 months, approximately from November through February. During this time, both work and war were forbidden. I am moving to Hawaii. For 4 months, right?
What year was that?
I lost it. It just says, didn't say what year. Not at all. I don't know if they still do that. Maybe they do. Thanksgiving Day is actually the busiest travel day, even more so than the day before Thanksgiving, as most people believe. Forefathers Day also celebrates the Pilgrims, but it celebrates their landing at Plymouth Rock on December 21st, 1620, rather than the plentiful harvest in 1621. It is celebrated on December 21st and usually only in New England. The people of the Virgin Islands, a United States territory, and the Caribbean Sea celebrated two Thanksgiving, the national holiday and Hurricane Thanksgiving Day. Every October 19th, if there have been no hurricanes, Hurricane Day is held and the islanders give thanks that they have been spared. So the Friday after Thanksgiving, it's called Black Friday, right? Because stores hope the busiest shopping day will take them out of the red and into positive profits. Black Friday has been a tradition since 1930. Yeah, I didn't think it was 1930. So, I mean, those are some different facts. And it's all interesting to really research Thanksgiving and see what it's all about. But, you know, I still want to go back to the lesson of it all. The lesson in our lives, the lessons that our history brings us, right? The whole point of history and learning from people's mistakes or examples is so that we can be better as we go through our future. Because there's a lot of things that we got to put behind us in our past, which whether it's our current past this life or a past life or very, very past lives, whatever that might be, so we can go forward in our future, which, you know, is our future here, right? The body that we're in now. But most likely, if you believe in reincarnation, which this church does, you will have many more lives after this point. So you got to, knowing your truth and standing in your truth is really going to help you move forward in your lessons. And I'm just asking each of you to give a lot of thanks for who you are this Thanksgiving and for who's helped you become the person that you are, which is mostly you. It's within us. You know, we have a lot of strength. If you actually think how far each of you have come and what you've gone through, the power within you is so amazing that you should be thanking yourself for that and thanking God for trusting you with that power, because you're the only one who can do it. And I really want to give each of you a happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoy your day, and thank you for giving me this time.
Okay, wait, now I'm back.